You know, this time of year, every year, is a time for those that are qualified for making decisions about their health care. And when you're talking about those that are elderly, that are going to choose their Medicare coverage, we wanted to visit with somebody that's an expert in the field. And actually, we have two folks join us right now inside the barn and on Farmcast Radio. It's Mike and Angie Murphy. They're from Windsor, Colorado, and they're from go-seniors.com. I visited with them last year and I learned a lot. And I wanted to bring them back on because this seems to be a very confusing time for a lot of folks, especially with all the infomercials that our families, our loved ones are watching and seeing like every 5 minutes, it seems like, from the various healthcare companies. But first of all, we want to start off with reintroducing Mike and Angie Murphy, who you guys are, what you guys do, and where you guys do it, which I mentioned with Windsor.
Well, Brian, we're happy to be here. It's hard to believe that it's been a year since last we spoke, but yeah, we're Mike and Angie Murphy. We're in Windsor, Colorado, and our phone's ringing. Sorry about that, everybody. I've been in the insurance business since 1972, and Angie's been working with me for the last 20 years. This is all we do is Medicare. We don't work for Medicare. We don't work for Medicaid. We don't work for Social Security. We're completely independent insurance brokers in the state of Colorado. And the advantage to your listeners of that is that they don't get any one particular company pushed at them. We match companies to the needs of the individuals that we work with. Introduce yourself, Angie.
Yep, and I'm Angie Murphy, and Mike and I have been working together since we got married almost 20 years ago. And we love what we do. Our clients are really important to us. We like to educate them so that they can make the best choice they possibly can when it comes to their health care.
So I guess we'll just jump right into it as we piece together the Medicare puzzle. We are sharing, for those of you watching the video, a PowerPoint presentation that Mike and Angie Murphy put together. How do you sign up for Medicare? And as I mentioned earlier, it's this time of year, isn't it? Every year.
It is. It's a really challenging time of year. It's anyone who watches TV, listens to the radio, opens their mailbox, answers their phone, is being bombarded with information. And the thing to understand, folks, about that is that those commercials are designed to get you to respond. And a lot of the information that they put out is not available to everyone. It may only be available to people who have Medicare and Medicaid, or it may only be available to people who live in a certain area of the state of Colorado. So it's extremely difficult to deal with all of that information. What Angie and I do is we help people to go through that information and make the best choice based on their individual situations. But what's going on right now is called the annual enrollment period. The annual enrollment period starts on October 15th, a couple days ago, and ends on December 7th. And for those of your listeners who have Medicare Advantage plans, it's an opportunity for them to request a change to a different company or to a different plan that would take effect January 1st of next year. And that's what the annual enrollment period is. Now, let me hasten to say, those of you who already have a Medicare Advantage plan, if you're happy with your plan, if it's working for you, if you like your doctors and you're not having any issues, you don't have to do anything. It will automatically renew January 1st, and any new benefits that the insurance company has added will automatically be added to your plan.
And that also is for your prescription drug plans as well. It's the time to change your prescription drug plan if you're not happy with it. Maybe your medications have changed. Maybe there's a new drug you're taking that's not covered by your insurance company. It's also a time to look at other prescription drug plans if you need to make a change for that. And that would also take effect January 1st.
Now, if you have a Medicare supplement plan, that's the alphabet. Those are the alphabet plans. Maybe you have Plan F or Plan G. Those plans may be changed at any time during the year, but there's a requirement that you answer a certain medical questions in order to make a change. But also, your Medicare supplement plans renew automatically the first of the year. You don't have to actually do anything in order to renew those plans. For those of you who are turning 65, who have just turned 65 or who are turning 65 in the near future, you can sign up for Medicare at that particular time. And in order to have a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement plan, you must have Medicare, both parts, Part A and Part B. And the easiest way to do that, well, let me tell you the hardest way first. The hardest way is Google Social Security benefits, and your email, your telephone will ring off the hook. Your mailbox will fill up like you've never thought possible. It's crazy. Don't do that. If you want information, you go to ssa.gov. That stands for Social Security Administration. SSA.gov. That's where you can see all of your Social Security benefits, and you can sign up for Medicare Parts A and B. And again, in order to have any supplemental plans, a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare supplement or a drug plan, you must have Medicare Part A and Part B.
So, yeah, we should talk.
Slide.
Yeah. We should talk about Part A and Part B and what they are and how they work. So Part A is for your hospital benefit. It also covers your skilled nursing, you know, for your rehab. And there's no premium. There's no monthly premium for Part A because you've earned it all your years of working or maybe all your years that your spouse worked. And it covers when you go into the hospital or if you need rehab. There is a deductible for every time you go into the hospital if all you have is just original Medicare A and B. So that deductible for this year was $1,408. It will change for next year. They haven't announced that change yet. But if all you have is original Medicare, every time you go into the hospital, you will have that $1,408 deductible, which is why we have Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage plans. Part B is for your doctor visits, your outpatient services, lab work. It also covers durable medical equipment. So, you know, canes, walkers,
oxygen equipment.
And there is a premium, monthly premium for Part B. This year, it's $144.60 per month. And it'll change again for next year. But they haven't announced that yet. Medicare usually announces that sometime in December.
It was $138 last year. And this year, it went up. And it'll go up maybe $10, $12 for next year. We wouldn't have that information until December. But there will be a small increase in that.
There is a Part B deductible as well. This year it's $198. So the first, you know, few times you go into the doctor, you have that deductible. And then Medicare basically works on 80%, 20%. They pay 80%, you pay 20%. But if all you have is just original Medicare, only A and B, there's no cap on what your bill could be. If you're in the hospital and you have open heart surgery and you have a $200,000 hospital bill, you would be responsible for 20% of that, you know, with no caps.
Ouch.
So that's why we have Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement plans.
So if you only have original Medicare, and how would you know that? Well, you can look on your Medicare card. Your Medicare card, and all of you should have received the new cards by now. The new cards are the ones that have a kind of a funny number on them as opposed to your Social Security number. The old cards just had your Social Security number. If you don't have your new card yet, let us know. We can help you make sure that you get it. But the old cards had your Social Security number on them. Get rid of those. Don't carry those around in your wallet. It's just not a good idea. If you have only original Medicare, you're taking a significant risk. And we're going to talk some more about Medicare Advantage plans right now. So what's a Medicare Advantage plan?
So a Medicare Advantage plan is, You know, typically a lot of them have zero monthly premiums. And then you have some co-pays if you go into the hospital, sometimes if you see a specialist or just different services, you would have a co-pay. It also adds some additional benefits, such as hearing and vision. Some of them add dental. Some of them add gym memberships and an allowance to buy purchase over-the-counter products that are non-prescription. And they also can include a drug plan. So you can have really good coverage for a zero monthly premium and not have to worry about the deductibles. If you go in the hospital, you have a copay. If you have some therapy, you have a copay. But they are intended to, you know, keep you healthy. They have preventative care, typically at a zero copay, such as mammograms, colonoscopies, flu shots, different types of screenings.
So I think the key to, one of the keys to what Angie's saying is some of the plans do this, some of the plans do that. There are a dozen Medicare Advantage plans offered by a dozen different companies that are available in Colorado. And how do you know which one? Well, you can't look at all of them. You can't study all of them. That's what we do. And so when we would meet with you or visit with you on the telephone, we would review your situation, your doctors, make sure you, your doctors are in the networks and so on, to make sure that you have the right plan for your specific needs.
So the Medicare Advantage plans are HMOs or PPOs, which means there is a network of doctors. With an HMO, you need a referral to see a specialist from your primary care physician. A PPO allows you to go out of the network if you have doctors that are out of the network.
Sometimes you hear of a Medicare Advantage plan is called a Plan C. The other option are Medicare supplement plans. I call that the alphabet soup. So if you're able to see the slide, there are about 9 different Medicare supplement plans in Colorado right now. The most popular plan is Plan F. Okay, Plan F is the most has been the most popular because it has the most benefits. That plan is not available to new people coming into the system January 1st of this year. However, don't be afraid. If you have a Medicare supplement plan now, and if it is Plan F, you can keep that plan. That plan is not going away. You can keep it if that's the plan that you want to have. Something unique that's going on in Colorado for this next year is that Colorado's made an exception that will allow you to change from Plan F to Plan G. Plan G is now currently the most popular plan in Colorado without any medical evidence of insurability. So it doesn't matter what your health is, you could change to Plan G. The Medicare supplement plans, where they fill in everything except the Part B deductible. So we call the Medicare supplement plan the comfort plan, the good feeling plan. There is a monthly premium, very reasonable, but it covers everything. It picks up that Part A deductible. It picks up the Part B coinsurance. Basically, if you go in the hospital, you are covered. The only thing that they don't pick up is the Part B the Part B deductible, the $198. So if you have a Medicare supplement plan now, doesn't matter what company you're with. If you have a Plan F or a Plan G with one company, the benefits are the same with any other company that offers that plan in the state of Colorado. The difference is the cost. And there is a difference between the costs. So one way we could help you, or you can help yourself, is by doing a little bit of shopping. And you can save some money that way, possibly by switching insurance companies. And you can do that at any time.
If you need more information about that special election period, you may not have heard about it. You know, we'd be happy to explain it to you, how it works. It could be of benefit to you. It could save you some money.
When you have a Medicare supplement plan, you also have a separate drug plan. So remember, with the Medicare Advantage plans, the drug plan is usually included. With a Medicare supplement plan, you have to purchase an additional prescription drug plan. It's important that you get the right kind of advice about that, because if you delay purchasing the drug plan, or if you don't start it when you start your regular Medicare benefits, well, there can be some penalties involved that you'd have to pay for quite some period of time, maybe forever. So it's important that it be done right. It's very easy to do it right, and we can help you with that.
There's a lot of prescription drug, new prescription drug plans that have come out this year designed for people who don't take a lot of prescriptions, because, you know, there's people who take no prescriptions at all, yet they do have to have a drug plan. So finally this year they have some lower cost drug plans available. So it's always important to, you know, take a look at your prescriptions, make sure that they're covering all your prescriptions in the best way. You know, we can always help you with that.
Yeah, you don't have to be overwhelmed by this.
Right. We're here to help.
We're here to help.
So what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you, Mike and Angie Murphy of Windsor at GoSeniors.com?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Certainly through the radio station. You got Brian knows us well. He can always help you get in touch with us. Our phone number is 970-310-8201 or 8369. Angie or I are happy to answer the phone. You can go to our website, which is go-seniors.com, and there's a lot of information on there, and all the way to contact us through the website. But again, we've been doing this for a long time, and our goal is for you to have the best program that you can have for the least amount of money out of pocket. You need the plan that's right for you. It really bothers us every year when we start seeing these TV ads, because many of them are advertising programs that are not available to you and benefits that you cannot get. Then you call in, you get someone in a foreign country. I have nothing against foreign countries, but sometimes it's hard to understand. They don't really know you. They don't really care about you. They just want to get you signed up. It's not the right way to do this. The time to find out about your program and whether or not it's going to work for you is before you need it, not to find out when you need it.
And you need to be careful. We've had clients who've received calls from agents, from other states and have signed them up for a plan that they don't know what it is. They don't know what's covered. Sometimes their doctors aren't in the network, and you just have to be careful.
It's important to remember, Medicare will not call you. Social Security will not call you. Medicaid will not call you. If someone calls you on the phone and tries to lead you to believe that's who they're with, you should hang up immediately. Do not give your Medicare number out over the telephone to anyone you don't know. You can give it to us, but don't give it to anybody else. Don't give your Social Security number out. They're just, unfortunately, in the world as it exists today, there are just a lot of scammers going on. You have to be careful. One of the ways you can be careful is working with people that are referred to you, such as we are through Brian and his wonderful radio show. Just keep your information confidential. Don't talk to strangers.
But if you do see those ads on TV and you do wonder if you may be eligible, we'd be happy to talk to you and figure those things out for you. And so don't hesitate.
Well, I really appreciate you guys' time. As always, you've been a big help to my family and to my mom. And I encourage everyone to call Mike and Angie Murphy of Windsor at go-seniors.com. Their number 970-310-8201 or 970-310-8369. They can help give you a no obligation, no cost, free review of your Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and Medicare supplemental benefits. You guys are a blessing to a lot of people besides ourselves. And I really say hats off to you guys, because you can understand and break it down so people can understand what's the best plan for them. Are they already on their best plan? And then, like you mentioned at the very beginning, some of the additional benefits that will be coming in January, and they don't need to do anything. They'll be added without that happening. But
that's right.
Glad you guys mentioned about the phone calls, because, hey, I'm not even 65 yet, and I'm getting some of those phone calls to him, the Social Security Administration. They will send you a letter if there's something wrong, correct?
That's exactly right.
I know we've just kind of given this the 30,000-foot view of this entire program that's being offered each year, this time of year, through December 7th. You've got till December 7th if any changes need to be made. But any final thoughts or something we might have missed that you want to make sure you mention?
The need is so great, and it's easy to be confused. It's easy to take a pile of mail that you get and look at it and stare at it and set it aside and not really know what you're doing and throw up your hands.
And worry. People get worried, you know, this time of year.
You don't have to do that. Don't do that. Because the time to find out if it's the wrong plan or if changes need to be made is not when you go in the hospital or you have to have some surgery or you go to your doctor's office. You should do it ahead of time. And this is what we do. And as Brian said, there's never any cost or charge or obligation. We love what we do. We love our clients. And our clients love us.
Yes, we do.
Don't hesitate. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Brian. Thank you so much.
You bet. Once again, thanks to my guests, Mike and Angie Murphy. Go-seniors.com. That's the website you need to check out. Their number again, 970-310-8201. Or 970-310-8369. That's your free, no cost, no obligation review of your Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and Medicare supplemental benefits. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.